Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda,
wait a second.
Not here. Eric Wistrom, who is the president of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank, is with us here as my co-host today. And good morning.
Good morning.
This is the only chance I ever get to see you because, you know, one of us is gone all the time.
Good to be here.
7:07 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Bad Bob's here with us. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Well, let's head off to our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors and Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are mixed to start the morning. Currently, the Dow's up 22 points at 16,839. NASDAQ's down a point at 4,349. And the S&P 500 is up one at 1,950. Oil's up 7 cents a barrel at $106.10. Well, the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.36%. Gold's down $3.60 this morning at $1,317, while silver's down 6 pennies at $21.04 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Verizon's down 15 cents at $49.13, GE's down 22 cents at $26.36, while AT&T is down 4 pennies at $35.26. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 in the morning. Give them a call at 243-7561 if you want to take the first step to financial independence, right there.
Call Josh.
Call Josh or Kathy or Susan or Chris or Steve or any of the people down there. They're all experts, and they'll give you the best advice you could possibly get on your investments. 243-7561, and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Bob, weather today, tomorrow, and the weekend, if you have it.
Enjoy it. Well, you can. 81 for a high today. We've got some cloudy skies and a chance of precipitation here and there. Maybe some thunderstorms, which is not so good over the weekend. Highs will start moving up into the 90s. However, by Monday, brace yourself. We will see highs nearing the 110 mark. So it's going to clamp down on us mid to 110 degrees. On tap for Monday. That is the forecast at this time. And it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. Hey, Eric, there's a lot of things in the news. One of them, of course, is the state of Jefferson and the Board of Supervisors, but we're expecting a phone call from one of the spokespeople of the state of Jefferson, so we'll just wait for that.
Sounds good.
Obama. Popularity has tanked. The New York Times poll shows him.
Of conservative news?
Yeah, the New York Times poll shows him in deep trouble. It's swung like almost 30 points on his handling of the Middle East in the last month. I wonder why that is.
Wow, that's I think it's catching up to him. People, you know, have had enough.
The economy. And Obama, you know, you see these little things that say the economy is, well, it's shaking off finally the recession. I don't see that with gas being as expensive as it is, as food is as expensive as it is. And now, you know, I don't think anybody really knows what healthcare is.
Well, I think that's a great point. I think that, you know, for the wage earner and the worker, I don't know that we've seen a lot of relief. Certainly prices have gone up. So, and real income hasn't kept up with the increases in prices. And so, you know, each economist has their own opinion, and you can, you know, find a lot of them depending on what your point of view is. But I think practically, we're still a ways from full recovery, and you know, we need good jobs, more employment, and we need to get the government out of the way of people expanding their business. We see it every day. We talk to people, and they're frustrated by being able to build something or expand their business or open a business because of the costs involved. And most of the costs that they're frustrated with are not for 2x4s. They're for permits and fees and costs and taxes that are holding back growth.
Well, the funny thing is that people go, oh, no, this needs to be changed. This needs to be changed. Yet I don't see anybody. I mean, we seem to be putting the same people back in elected offices that we had before. So do we expect things to change?
I don't see anything in the near term that's going to change. I think we just, in the North State here specifically, need to persevere through and beat them and beat the system, beat the do better than what's required so that people succeed. And businesses have adapted. The Obamacare and the health care costs certainly we've seen the impact on that on small businesses and other businesses. But they've adapted. They've cut other areas. Made decisions not to buy capital improvements so that they can help fund some of the mandates, and they also then have passed the costs on to their customers.
Well, that's unfortunate, the part too about the passing the cost on to their customers. The idea of increasing the minimum wage up to $12. Seeing that? They're floating that one out there.
Personally, should there be a minimum wage nationally? Yeah, I think there should be. I think there should be, so you can't just because of supply demand have people working for, a couple bucks. But there's such a regional difference, a geographic difference in cost of living, that to say $12 is necessary for a living or for a minimum wage, that may be great in New York or San Francisco or Seattle. Seattle's been kind of on the forefront of the minimum wage battle, but what's what's good for one area is not necessarily good for the other. Regionally, we have such differences in cost of living. And I think what we need to know is that the minimum wage isn't intended ever to be a living wage. It's a beginning wage. It's
a trainee wage.
It's a training wage. Yeah, yeah. And then you earn out of it into where you can have a.
It's like people retiring strictly under Social Security. I mean, that was never meant to be like that.
Correct. You're okay. Right. If everybody, earned a living wage, all of us would be paying for it.
Yeah. Okay. Look, we've got one of the representatives on from the state of Jefferson on the phone. But what we're going to do is take a quick break so we can break early. And then we don't have to break for the next 17 minutes. We can talk to him and let him get his thoughts out on what happened yesterday at the Board of Supervisors. So we're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Eric Widstrom are here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with a state of Jefferson representative.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local program in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Eric Wittstrom's here today. Linda's on assignment this morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center is the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in all of Northern California. In-store deli for nutritionists on the staff, classes on health and diet, everything, raw foods, organic foods. You can find it all at your Center for a Healthy Lifestyle, Cypress, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call, 244-9141. Okay, on the phone is Terry Raposa. And yesterday, the Board of Supervisors voted on pursuing or not pursuing the state of Jefferson. Is that correct?
They did.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, what happened is they voted 4-1 not to pursue it. But I have a couple things that I'd like to say before we get into that a little bit.
Sure. We've got 13 minutes. It's all yours.
Okay. Well, first of all, the record search light had it right. Jefferson Movement spokesman Mark Baird said that he was not surprised by the vote. We knew when it was put on the agenda without a presentation beforehand that their full intention was to vote no on it quickly as they could so they would not have to think about it anymore, he said. We would like to have had given them a full presentation so they could understand the facts and make informed judgments, but they chose not to do that. At the end of the article, it says, Baird said the state of Jefferson already has support of enough counties to broach statehood with lawmakers in Sacramento, and he expected more to join in the coming months. He said he would not be disappointed in what happened in the meeting because, basically, the residents of Shasta County now, too bad that they will not have a seat at the table when the discussions begin. Now, a couple things about those statements. First of all, Mark's totally correct. Because the statements were read, especially by Mr. Keough and Mr. Baugh at the end, you wonder how this was. It's hard for one not to believe that some people had spoke about this before. The record searchlight goes on in their opinion page to say who would pay for the jails, who would pay for the social services, road maintenance, mosquito control, schools. The list is long. What the record searchlight didn't say is that Karen Knorr, along with a financial team, gave the Board of Supervisors just before 9 o'clock a financial plan. Financial plan is 80 pages long. It was information because Les Bod said the thing I'm worried about was finances. Obviously not. The next thing that happened is that basically we gave them the LAO report. We gave them the state financial study, their whole study. Every single thing they needed, whether how we funded the schools to how much gasoline would cost, was in that report and in those reports. They were accurate. We used the state of California. We got information from them. The financial plan was there. Mr. Baugh made the comment that they had read it when I asked him, well, we read it. Well, how could you read it when you received it at about 10 minutes to 9? You couldn't have read it. That was there for you guys to look at because we were really hoping that they would just let us do a presentation or at least just look at the information. However, they didn't do that. It's hard to believe that this wasn't pre-planned to begin with, but I think the thing that throws me the most is that Mr. Keough read a statement, and when he read it, Les instructed him to get a little closer to the microphone so everyone could hear it. And Keough made a motion requiring that any future discussion of the State of Jefferson campaign cannot be placed on the supervisor's agenda without majority approval from the board. Well, how do you get majority approval from the board? Because if three of them meet together, that's a violation of the Brown Act. How does that work?
I think if they're saying they're going to bring it up at a next board, or if it's put on the...
Make that clear. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that to put something on the agenda, you need the majority to approve the agenda.
Not necessarily. Yeah, that's what he said. But you can't meet behind closed doors to do that, can you? Can you meet with three?
Well, I don't think they meet to determine the agenda. I think it's distributed and then commented on.
And then send in comments. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But point being is that they never really asked. See, Eric, every single person we've talked to, every county we've done, and I went over this with Carl yesterday morning, they have asked us for a presentation. Every single county has called us and asked us for a presentation. Everyone that's approved it, and the people we're going to see, such as Trinity, such as Lassen, such as Nevada, those particular counties, and Sutter. And each particular county has requested us to do a 12 to 15-minute presentation. This has been the procedure on every county, with the exception of Shasta. After that 12 to 15-minute presentation, the Board of Supervisors asks their questions. They open it up to public comment. Then they bring us back after they let us know what data they need, whether it be financial, whether it be about schools, whether it be about just about anything, and we have everything. So basically, they bring us back. When we go back, then they make a decision on how they want to do it. And I would submit to you that we've gone back to four counties. We went back to all four of them approved the measure. And as you know, Tehama County was put on the ballot. It won 56-44, even with a low voter turnout. And even though during our presentation with the Tehama County Board of Supervisors, which again did it at 6 o'clock at night so more people could come, as did Sutter on our presentation so more people could come because folks were. Shasta County, of course, doesn't do that. Basically, what happened there is the person who was against what we were doing was the person who has Larry Lees's position in Tehama County. And in spite of that, the Board of Supervisors still voted 4-1 because what we gave them was compelling enough, factual enough, and accurate enough to put it on the ballot. And we all know the results. It was 4-1. So it's hard to believe that this wasn't predetermined to begin with. And it was interesting because when Mr. Baugh was on the campaign trail, he was talking about how he was for the State of Jefferson. So, you know, I guess the thing is that at this point, it's really hard to believe anything. But as Mr. Baird said, we weren't disappointed, only because we knew this was going to happen. But when you pack a room with over 200 people, and you have 37 that are for it, four that are against it that speak, two that are undecided, and one that doesn't want it to go on the ballot, obviously you're getting a pretty good pulse on the people. And wouldn't the people who were against it have just as much of an opportunity of getting there than the people that were for it?
Only four showed up.
Only four showed up.
Terry, let me, you know, I think one thing that people will ask is, what, no matter how they voted, is if they had said, okay, we want to hear the presentation and, it, you know, and listen to it and taken their time at it and then had voted it down. Because you've had it voted down in other places.
No, only one place.
Okay, another place. But the bottom line is that at least you had a chance to present it.
Yes, I agree with you, sir. And that's my whole point.
Yeah.
And I talked to Les just as he walked in. I said, why didn't you do a presentation? Well, this is the first I've heard of it. Well, that's not true because you talked to Red Smith 2 weeks ago. You know, that's not true. I mean, we basically, when you came to a town hall, you basically, Mr. Modi said he watched a video. That was the information he had. He watched a video. and basically, the point being is that, you watch the, even if you watch a video and you watch a town hall, unless you were at a town hall, we explain the procedure. And the first thing out of our mouths is this is the normal procedure we've gone through. We get a 12 to 15-minute presentation. The Board of Supervisors will ask us questions. It then goes to public comment. Then the Board of Supervisors instructs us on what it is that they believe that they need. Mm-hmm. to make a more accurate decision, whether that be for it or against it. But the Board of Supervisors in Shasta County wouldn't even do that. Try getting three-minute sound bites from people. How does that work?
Hey, Terry, okay, so what's the next step?
Well, we have several steps. There's a myriad of things we can do. We can go ahead and put an initiative on the ballot. There's other things. There's other things I'm not at liberty to talk about. We're not really sure. We have people investigating it, that this was really done the way it should be done properly. As you know, the Board of Supervisors has had problems. We can go back to when Mr. Anselmo went to the Board of Appeals, and we found out that there was one guy that had been on that board that was wearing a purple T-shirt and a straw hat that basically had been on there for 20 years, and the Board of Supervisors never really even had. To Mr. Anselmo's credit, the money he spent helped make that happen. That we actually had a Board of Appeals. We never had a Board of Appeals.
That was a pretty expensive Board of Appeals, let me tell you.
It was. And so really and truly, there's so much going on here. And the thing that really kind of bothers me is that basically these folks were all saying, okay, things are going to stay the way they are. You don't deserve representation. Mr. Modi did say, Reynolds versus him should be overturned. Okay, Mr. Modi, that's kind of what we're doing. And really, if you would just look at the information, and of course they didn't, and I will submit to you again that they had almost 100 pages in documents
mm-hmm.
that were factual.
Mm-hmm. Terry, could you send me those? Could you send me that?
Yeah,
I would love to. Here's one
of the things that are running into this is that people ask the same questions, and I was reading those crazy blogs afterwards. And all the same questions are being asked by the same two people with different names. But the bottom line is how do they, how are they going to do this? How are they going to do that? I think that, as the presentations get out and you say, this is how we pay for this. This is how we pay for that.
Sir.
Kind of stuff.
You're correct.
We need to do that one day.
I'm trying to communicate this clearly. We have five counties that have seen presentations. Every county has voted in favor of this, and even against their own people that are saying it won't work because the information we give them is factual, compelling. For example, we gave them the California fiscal study for 2013. On page 59, when you talk about roads, on page 59 of that study, how much do you think California actually spends on roads? They spend $5.8 million. The Fed gives us $3.8 billion. It's Fed Trans, not Caltrans. And every single thing that we get from the state of California, there is a 14% to 40% administration fee. And I think I talked to you about where the money went with Cal Fire, didn't I, yesterday or the other day?
Yeah.
So when you look at that, here we have $74 million in Cal Fire, $50 million goes to the general fund, $12 million goes to guys coming into your yard telling you that you need to take this tree out or that tree out, and when you do it, you got to get a permit from the county. So that's $62 million. $10 million is an administration fee, and only $1.5 million a year actually goes to fire prevention programs. So the general fund gets our money. That's why this thing is in court. And these guys, these people we have in office, weigh it. Look at it. If you want to turn it down then, okay, go ahead. Don't tell me you saw a video or tell me that you read something when you got it at 8:45. It's over 100 pages. Or tell me you read the LAO report when I ask you a question, you can't answer it. The point is that I think that really and truly it's hard not to believe that maybe we're not being told the whole truth. Kind of hard not to believe that. And as many people told me and many people from the media had told me, whether it be television or whether it be radio or whether it be newsprint, that they believe that these guys made up their mind ahead of time and wouldn't allow a presentation. That's been their opinion. I'm not saying that's right, wrong, or indifferent, but that's the opinion we've gotten. And certainly all the facts go right to that.
Okay, hey, Terry, we've got other guests coming in here. So let me do me a big favor. Forward me your paperwork on how it's going to be paid for.
Yes, sir.
We'll set up a day that we can discuss that one. And the other thing, too, is this is just the question is, if there was going to be like instead of the runoffs or the primaries being won outright, if there was going to be an election in November for all these seats, do you think this would have come up right now?
Well, I know that when Mr. Baugh was running, okay, he was for it.
Well, okay. Just wondering. Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot. We appreciate the update, and looking forward to getting the information. And we've got somebody else on the line, too, that wants to make a comment.
Okay. I'll make sure Mrs. Noor sends that to you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Terry.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric.
Yep. Hey, Ann, good morning. You have a comment?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. Hey, I attended most of that meeting yesterday at the Board of Supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
And my question for the all Republican Board of Supervisors is, why are you afraid of information and knowledge? Why would you be afraid to have your constituents have as much information about a topic as possible, so that they can make up their mind and tell you what how they feel about it, so you can follow their wishes? That's my first thing. Secondly, I know this won't matter to 99% of the people out there, but I have been a member of the Shasta County Republican Central Committee since 2009, and I'm resigning today because I cannot support, even though it's a nonpartisan position, the Board of Supervisors, I cannot support any Republicans who would side with the Democrats, the handful of Democrats who were there yesterday. So there will be an opening in District 3 if anybody's interested. And I have no proof, but I do believe the Brown Act was violated. There's no way Kehoe and his cronies could have jumped on those mics quite that quickly, and it would behoove them in the future to inform themselves better about a topic. And I'm signing off. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ann. Hey, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break. We've got people on the other line, and please hang on until we get back from this break. This is Carl Bott and Eric Wittstrom. We're talking about Board of Supervisors' vote yesterday not pursue, not going forward with the state of Jefferson. The big thing it appears to be is the fact, or the salient point here appears to be, is that he didn't even want to listen to a presentation and before the vote. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you one way or another. I'm gonna win you.
It's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Pott. Linda is on assignment, so I've got Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, is here with me today. And we're talking about a lot of things, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Fort Wins Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. The finest estate jewelry you're going to find in great prices there, plus the only trained watch repairman in this whole area. If you need to get your watch repaired, he can do it. In fact, he could probably build a watch from just parts he's got laying around there. And that's Jim. That's in the in Leonard's and his associates there at Four Winds Jewelry. I can't say enough about them. And the honesty, when you go in with somebody, you want to be able to, on a jeweler, you want to have them make sure that they're, you know, that they're going to give you the great scoop, the right scoop, and Leonard does that. Four Winds Jewelry, we trust them. And that's where we buy all of our jewelry at, or Linda's jewelry. Remember, you can never have too many guns or too many diamonds. All right. We've been talking about the state of Jefferson. It was put up in front of the Shasta Board of Supervisors yesterday, and unlike five or six other counties, they did not follow the same procedures where they listened to a presentation, or it was the information was handed to their staff so they could look at it, so they could, you know, take some time to look at it, because, you know, if five counties are voting for this to the state of Jefferson or for this whole concept, and yet our board of supervisors just seems to, you know, take the information there and just go, oh, okay, no, we don't want to do it, without taking that time. That's what it appears to be. Now, I'm sure that it wasn't like that because
Just because
that they got the information 10 minutes before the meeting. Now, let's go on and let's continue with this, and let's go to Don. Don, good morning.
Well, good morning to both of you. I was there yesterday. I testified, made a statement for 3 minutes. I observed the entire procedure from 8:30 to about 11:30, but I think it went on for that. There were between 40 and 50 speakers who had signed up. Myself and five others spoke against it. The remainder spoke in favor of it. And each of them presented 3 minutes. Go three times 40, and you've got a lot of minutes that were presented to the supervisors. They received information before. I gave them information before.
How long before, Frank, or Don? I'm sorry.
Oh, 10 minutes. I mean, I don't know, 15 minutes, 20
okay,
minutes.
So you gave them the information. Was it printed?
Anybody that comes before them.
Okay.
And as well, I email them. I email them
okay.
5 days prior.
Okay.
So the Tea Party members have that opportunity to email their supervisors and give them any much information they can. But.
So you knew about this 5 days in advance then?
Yeah. You can email them at any point in time. Their emails
are
on their site. Their phone number. You can call a clerk, and the clerk will relay your message. There's all kinds of opportunities to give information to the Board of Supervisors. You can meet with them one-on-one, I think, without getting involved with the Brown Act.
Okay.
So they shouldn't be complaining about not having enough time. And if other supervisors from Sacramento to the border, both from the ocean to Nevada, if they took the 15 minutes, so to speak, that is their prerogative. But Shasta County has their own prerogative, as well as Butte County. They say they have five counties that are signing on to this illusionary state of Jefferson. And that would create a patch quilt of the state of Jefferson. They need 20 counties to take that to Jim Nielsen, for example, to sponsor a bill to start the process through the legislature in Sacramento to approve it. Well, you know that. They are never going to get that. They're never going to get that. They live in an illusionary world. They come up with all kinds of data and figures that everybody's, their minds are spinning. I don't know where they come up with this information, but it's irrelevant to what they want. And half of them say they aren't with the Tea Party, and yet they wear the Tea Party T-shirts. So, you know, they're a very confusing group, I have to say. And I'll bet half of them are on Medicare or disability, which they disclaim people should have. So let's set the record straight here.
Okay. Hey, Don. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, but I like, you know, we like hearing both sides on this thing, Don.
We got a debate here. Come on, you guys.
Well, you know what? That's what we ought to do is get you on with somebody. And let's debate this thing.
Yeah, I'll take them on.
Okay, Don. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
all right,
Don.
Let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Well,
Mark, you're on.
Oh, thanks, Carl. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Good. First, I have to address Don. I'll bet half of them are on welfare or disability. I'd sure like to know what is basis is for that statement. And Tea Party T-shirts, I didn't see any Tea Party T-shirts. I'm not a member of the Tea Party. This isn't, you know, we've certainly had a lot of help from Tea Parties, because Tea Parties are groups of people who want to change something. And they're great groups because they meet regularly. They want to change things. They're not afraid to step up and say what they think. I think the thing that surprised me the most about the board's decision is a fiscally conservative group of men and women, Ms. Jeff Meany, who are very proud of the fact that they're fiscally conservative, but yet they vote with the progressive money from Los Angeles and San Francisco every time. So what I'm trying to figure out is, why would they not want Shasta County to have a seat at the table discussing representation when the discussion occurs, and it will occur? And your last caller was also wrong about another thing. Article 4, Section 3 has no rules. We don't need, quote, 20 counties to go to Jim Nielsen. We don't even need to go to Jim Nielsen. We can go to the state legislative council, cause legislation to be written, and find whoever we can to introduce the bill. So it's an interesting thing that someone who professes to say you can get all the information you want anytime you want, and this gentleman doesn't have any of the information and isn't correct about the information that he does have.
Okay. I think that, you know, I go back to the thing is, I understand what Don's saying is about, well, you can give information to the supervisors anytime, but I still kind of like the idea is that it goes through a certain process where, you know, it's presented and then people look at it and all that. And then at the end of this, and this is just me, and I know it's because, you know, it's the way my mind works, is that then after you have your staff look at it and they give you, you know, they give you three different courses of action that you can look at and say, okay, this or that one, and then you make your decision. That's the way I would like to think, is that the Board of Supervisors makes decisions, as opposed to getting fire hosed and then making a decision that has an impact like that.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but what we run into from, and this is kind of interesting, these are, you know, typically professing to be conservative, fiscally responsible people,
uh-huh,
who are scared to death to think that the North State could and should actually feed itself. They are scared to death to think that we may have to go back to working for a living, to responsible use of our natural resources, to opening up an area for business and creating a favorable business climate and a favorable regulatory climate, so that we can bring back the economy and the jobs we need to make the North State profitable again. And it was profitable at one time. Remember, we're not poor. We've been impoverished by the regulatory procedures of California. Carp, spotted owl, coho salmon, fairy shrimp, sage grouse, yellow-legged frog, Yosemite toad, siskiyou toad. I mean, these are all
wolves, the
park
and the kangaroo rat.
And the wolf. The wolf just started. Yeah. Hey, Mark, this is Mark Baird, by the way, who is one of the leaders in the State of Jefferson organization. Hey, Mark, I appreciate your phone call. And what I'd really like to do is, so I told Terry, is forward me all that information. I think it's really important, and Eric and I are talking about, to get all this information out so we don't
get
have
it out to the public.
So we don't have, you know, misinformation. So we, you know, we can put it on our websites and we can push it out there too. And then perhaps do sit down one time and we can get, you know, Don or somebody from that side in a thoughtful
whole, you know, reasoned debate and not, you know, have people screaming at each other.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carl. I appreciate the time.
Well, you know, and we appreciate that. We have, I'd keep on another 15 minutes except we have other guests that I've just pushed back another 15 minutes. So, hey, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hey, this is Carl Bott and Eric Wittstrom. We're here. Been talking about what happened yesterday at the Board of Supervisors. Obviously, this thing, I don't think this is over yet, frankly. This portion of the show, though, however, is, and it's brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and ReadingHomeHelpers.com. You know, the things that she does for our community in so many different ways, but taking care of our seniors is one of those. All of her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. She gives a free in-home consultation. Give her a call at 226-8350. That's Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision craft lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's a Free Fire Zone this morning. Carl Bott, Eric Wittstrom is sitting with me today, and as my co-host, good guy.
Thanks.
Oh, you know, five star bank and
some
all
mutual
that.
Mutual admiration society.
Yeah, we all like each other. Okay, hey, Bob, what are we looking at for weather here?
Well, actually, we could have some showers moving in as we check the radar here from Weather Underground. Looks like there's some showers moving across the northern part of the state. Nothing in our area right away today. We're going to have a high of around 81 degrees. It'll start increasing over the next couple of days. By Monday, we will be well into the triple digits right now. 72 in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793, and they offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, you know, if it's going to be in the triple digits, then you need to give Alliance Heating and Air a call, that's for sure, because they can come down and take a look at your system. They can look in and do a tune-up, making sure your filters are clean and everything is working the way it should be, because it is going to be hot. How hot is it going to be? It's so hot that a jungle grows in Bad Bob's shorts. It's that hot. It is that hot. That's hot.
Ooh,
okay. Ooh. Now, look, Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. They are there. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I don't pay you enough, do I, buddy? No. Okay. Hey, our guest now, Jim Dahl, and is here with me, along with Audra Whipple, Lieutenant Audra Whipple from the Salvation Army, and they're going to talk about the Obama administration. I'm sorry. This is anti-bullying. Okay, I got it mixed up. I looked at the wrong piece of paper here. The Salvation Army of Reading is going to present a poster competition. Talk to me about this.
Audra, share a little bit about that. Thank you, Carl, for having us on. Salvation Army is a great ministry in our community and has done a lot of great things. When I had the privilege of being director for the rescue mission, which I want to put a little shout out to Caesar and the team. They did a great job yesterday.
$1.5 million dollars to build the
Victory House
out there at Good News Rescue Mission.
I thought I was happy with that million we got like 8 years ago, and now 1.5. I thought, Caesar, how did you get that extra $500,000? But a great job.
Don't beat on the table. It takes all the microphones out when you beat on the table.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Bob's ears start to bleed.
Yeah. I get a little excited about that. But great job. Well, one of the things that I, when I directed both the rescue mission and the Red Cross, was the great input that we had from Salvation Army. And over the years, I was so appreciative that when they asked me to come on the board and last year, I said, yeah, I'd love to do that because I appreciate the ministry. And just like in the last 7 days, 456 people have been helped out either, and over 1,900 assist either with food or clothing, utilities. And so they do a great job many times behind the scenes because they work out of their office and they're not real vocal sometimes. And so we're here just to talk about the Golf with a Purpose, which is our annual golf tournament coming up July 18th. And we are just very excited about that. They do a great job out at Gold Hills. And, of course, like every golf tournament, we're always looking for sponsors. We've got a number of great sponsors, including Lithia. Toyota is one of our sponsors. Budget Auto Center is one of our sponsors this year. We've got Reading Medical Center, Shasta Reading Medical Center. So we have a number of great sponsors, but we're also looking for golfers. And it's $100 for per golfer or $400 for a team of four. Does that work out pretty good, Bob? Four times 100. But it's a great tournament, July 18th, 8 o'clock in the morning at Gold Hills. And lots of great prizes, lots of fun, and a great opportunity to help. And we call it Golf with a Purpose because it all goes to our children's program. And Audra, if you could share a little bit about that, it'd be great.
So the Golf with a Purpose supports different youth programs that we are involved with. We send kids to camp where they go for a week and all their expenses are paid. They're able to learn different things that they probably wouldn't normally get to experience. They get to go kayaking and they do field sports and they go hiking and they have campfires and they get to sit around and just learn about different people and how to work together on different projects. And it's a really great experience. Also, you mentioned the anti-bullying. We will be hosting Shop with a Shield this year. Every year we help with back-to-school supplies for kids, and this year we're getting a little creative with it. We are hosting a poster competition. Information went out throughout all of the schools. Flyers went home to parents and students, and they were able to create their version of an anti-bullying campaign, what that looks like to them. And we will be posting all of those posters, and our board will vote on the top five from each grade level, K through 7th, and those will be the winners, and they'll be able to participate in that back-to-school shopping shop with a shield.
Okay, you know what? Worthwhile, because, you know, you get into the anti-bullying, you get into all this stuff. Let me just make an aside here. We've got people on the line still wanting to talk about the Board of Supervisors. We will give, we're going to give tomorrow morning, starting at 7 o'clock. We're going to go for, 45 minutes again for tomorrow morning. So, Nick, if you don't mind waiting till tomorrow, because we've got a couple minutes here and I've got another guest, but this is too important to let it go without another day of comments, in my opinion. Thank you for calling, and please call in tomorrow, and let's by this time maybe we'll have some information also we can pass along. So thank you. Okay, going back to this is, you know, with Salvation Army and the, you know, anti-bullying, it's more than just a way of raising money, isn't it?
It is. You know, our kids are faced with so many pressures, and not just peer pressure, but, you know, pressure from society to be a certain way, to feel a certain way. And this gives them an outlet to express some of those pressures. You know, they get to say, this is what bullying looks like to me. And at the Salvation Army, we believe that kids should have a safe place. Kids should be able to come into our youth programs. We do youth programs all throughout the year. We have our own version of scouting programs that really kind of teach kids different life skills, you know, things that fall to the wayside now with, you know, less funding in schools and, you know, parents that work full time. Kids aren't getting the same experiences anymore unless they're directly involved in, you know, some sort of scouting program. And we have our own, and it's completely free. And so we provide that opportunity. And we believe that the Salvation Army should be a safe place for kids in our community. They should be able to come. We feed them, and they don't have to worry about, you know, feeling bad about themselves. They can grow in confidence, grow in skills, and this is just kind of the tip for us. We love kids in our community. We believe they are the future of our community, so we need to invest in them now.
Well, it is, and you know, everybody we have come in here. No matter what program they're talking about now, everybody has finally kind of broken the code that it doesn't do any good to get them under 12 or 15. It's too late. The Jesuits used to say, let us have them till they're four, and we will have them. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you bend the twig there, you might say. So you want to start with kids and break those cycles.
Right.
Same thing with domestic violence. Same thing with everything, you know, drugs, alcohol, all of this is you catch them early.
Mm-hmm.
And bullying, you know, I remember bullying in school. And if you're a guy and you stand up for yourself, that's one thing. But today with cyberbullying, that, you know, they'll never face you. Cyberbullying is like they do on the Record Searchlight on Reading.com. They say these horrible things about people, and yet you never know who they are, and they attack, and they say nasty, nasty, nasty things. It's cyberbullying. And I don't see why Silas and the people over there don't realize that. It's exactly what they're doing. They're encouraging it. And so when I see things like we can do things, you know, with the children, we need to do that. Mm-hmm. Let me get off my high horse here. Now, okay, one more time. How can people get into the
help support it?
Help support this.
We have made sign up really easy this year. You just go to our website, readingcellarmy.org, and there's a link right on there, and it'll walk you through the entire process. So you don't have to mail anything in. You don't have to drop anything by. You just go to our website, readingcellarmy.org. You can also, if you're busy that day but you still want to support, we would love to have you sign up to host a T-sign. It's $100 also. But, you know, we understand that people have different commitments, especially during summer. Kids are out of school. So come on to us.
Okay.
We're excited about it. And we really appreciate Lithia Toyota, what they're doing. And our host for the tournament is West Coast Innovations. And they do a great job.
Super.
And we're thankful.
They've stepped up.
Yes.
To help host this.
It's a great thing. But we always need more help.
Yep.
And people want to volunteer. They can help us that day. Gold Hills Golf Course does a great job in helping us raise funds. So that's July 18th, Friday, Friday morning, the 18th. It's 8 o'clock. It's $100 to golf. And, you know, get your buddies and get them on down there and help us out.
Okay, and you can also be different types of sponsorships there, title mm-hmm. sponsorships, all this whole thing. You get radio mention as a title sponsor, right?
Yes, yes. Get on the radio, especially a good 1460.
There we go.
All right. Hey, that's our Salvation Army. What's that phone number one more time?
222-2207, or you can go to our website, RedingCellArmy.org.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and after the news, we've got Rod Denter, who will be here to talk about airports and other things that he does for the city, which is almost everything. In fact, how many more people do we need beyond Rod Denter?
Not many.
Not many.
Not many.
All right.
Hey, we'll thanks, right. Carl.
You bet.
Thank
you. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy is posting a steep contraction for the first quarter of the year, economist Gus Fouché at PNC Financial.
Obviously a very disappointing number. The Bureau of Economic Analysis reported that the economy contracted 2.9% at an annual rate in the first quarter of this year.
It was the biggest contraction since the depths of the recession 5 years ago. Durable goods orders dropped by 1% in May, the result of a sharp drop in demand for military equipment. The Commerce Department says, excluding defense-related goods, orders actually rose 0.6%. Mississippi State Senator Chris McDaniel says despite his narrow loss to six-term incumbent Senator Thad Cochran in the GOP primary yesterday, his principles will continue to be promoted.
Let me just say this. We fought. We had a dream. And the dream is still with us.
Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, another Tea Party conservative, Republican T.W. Shannon, came up short and vowed to continue to work to change the Senate in comments aired on KWTV-TV.
We must remain committed to the ideas of liberty, and we must keep fighting for the conservative cause. And it starts right here in Oklahoma.
He was defeated by GOP Congressman James Lankford, still trying to get to the bottom of the IRS targeting scandal on Capitol Hill. Congressman Tim Walberg yesterday asking whether the IRS broke the law by not adhering to the Federal Records Act, a question he posed during House Oversight and Government Committee hearings of the Archivist of the United States.
Any agency is required to notify us when they realize they have a problem that could be destruction or disposal, unauthorized disposal.
But they didn't do that.
That's right.
Did they break the law?
I'm not a lawyer.
He didn't say they broke the law, but he did go on to say that they did not follow the law. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings in all flooring like Quick Click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Hundreds of Taliban militants in Afghanistan have attacked security forces in the southern province of Helmand.
Heavily armed Taliban launched a surprise attack against police positions in Sangin district. A local official in Helmand told the BBC, at one checkpoint police fought hard, but with no reinforcements, the Taliban overran it, killing 26 Afghan police. The fighting has now extended from Sangin district into the neighboring Kajaki, Musakala, and Nauzat. Reinforcements have now been sent to the area.
And that is the BBC's Bilawal Sawari reporting from Kabul. Russia's upper house of parliament has canceled a resolution allowing the use of military force in Ukraine. Parliament's action, ordered the day before by President Vladimir Putin, is intended to show Moscow's eagerness to de-escalate tensions and avoid a new round of Western sanctions over its incursions into Ukraine. This is SRN News. The government is now considering whether to sue banks and other mortgage servicers to recover losses from alleged insurance kickbacks that may have cost Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac hundreds of millions of dollars, as SRN's Jeremy House explains.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency is responsible for guarding Fannie and Freddie's finances. The agency told its Inspector General's office it'll look at filing lawsuits and will make a formal decision over the next year. The Inspector General says Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lost about $168 million from the fees in 2012 alone.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Monsanto says its earnings fell more than 5% in the third fiscal quarter as sales of its biotech corn seeds were down. The St. Louis company says it earned $858 million, or $1.62 per share, in the 3 months it ended on May 31st. Monsanto's overall earnings did top Wall Street estimates. More details at SRN News.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Linda's on assignment this morning, so I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. And
good morning.
Good morning. You know, you came in on one of those mornings,
wow,
didn't you?
Wow. There's just a lot of energy this morning.
A lot of energy this morning. Yeah. 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Morning,
hey,
Josh.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, markets are positive in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 60 points at 16,878, while the NASDAQ's up 9 at 4,359, and the S&P 500's up 6 at 1,955. Oil's up a dime at $106.12 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.36%. Gold's down $3.60 this morning at $1,317, while silver is down 8 cents at $21.04 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Cisco Systems is up a penny at $24.55, Walmart's down 33 cents at $75.63, while Microsoft is up a nickel at $41.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. You know, when you go down and you talk to the Wells Fargo advisors, and I have, and had them on our show, you know, there's one thing that strikes you is that, one, they know what they're talking about, and they can plan that route for you and your children to financial independence. But you have to, the first step on that route is, that first step on that path is to give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. Ask for any one of them because they're all great. And then after you call them and make that appointment, stop by Park Marina Drive at their offices and start your path to financial independence. And it doesn't mean you have to start when you're 10. It helps, but you can start at almost any time in life and they're going to be able to help you. Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, tell me that we're going to have cooler weather.
Cooler weather for the next couple of days, but temperatures are inching back up. A high today will be about 81 degrees. Overnight low around 60. Looking at as we head into the weekend, highs move back into the 90s, and then by Monday we could see ourselves back well into the triple digits, around 106 to 108 on tap for Monday. So brace yourself. Right now in Reading, we've got 73 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They offer seniors and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
Easy for you to say.
365-3793.
A little problem there with veterans?
Tongue around the IT.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Speaking of veterans, they always give discounts to veterans because they honor our veterans in the North State. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, is your place for great coffee and much more at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door. They have an exciting and large collection of e-cigs and all flavors and models that you could possibly want. Plus, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. Wow. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Is this what happens when I bring you on? We just get going.
It's good.
I'm going to look out in the future and see anything that says Board of Soups.
Uh-oh.
And then bring Eric.
I'm going to be on vacation. Be up in the hills.
Hey, you know, one of the biggest things in our that it's always on the tip of everybody's tongue, and especially election year for the city council, is what are we going to do about business? What are we going to do to expand our ability to do business here in the city of Reading? Every one of the city council people or people that are running for city council are going to sit right where this man is sitting, and they already have so far. And some of them have done better than others. Is they're going to tell them, they're going to tell the people that are going to be voting for them, and hopefully it'll be more than 20%, how they're going to bring business into Reading and into the North State, even because Reading has a huge impact on the North State. And Eric Woodstrom, I mean, you—that's what you all do, is small business loans,
right?
You know, and
right.
This isn't a commercial for you, but this is what you do. Is to help build this.
We spend a lot of time with businesses, both existing customers and new customers, emerging businesses. Listening to their problems, what's going good and what isn't going good, and trying to figure out ways to help them, through loans, be successful. I tell this to people that say the kids that out of school that say I want to be a banker because. You got all that money, and it's everybody else's money that we have. It's not ours. And we actually are kind of like the little Walter Mitties. We live through our customer successes. That's how we get excited, is with our customers being successful.
Well, I can understand. That's pretty cool. And the reason I'm kind of tying us all in is because we know that government can't make jobs.
No, but it can provide services that stimulate jobs.
And that leads to our guest.
Perfect.
I couldn't have written that one better. Rod Dinger, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Rod works for the city. We work for the people through the city. And he heads up he's the director of support services for the city, but he's also the director and runs the airport out there and is one of the lead fighters in this getting a new airline into Reading, which goes into the business, this is my whole thing here, is that another airline for Reading could do nothing but help business.
Oh, absolutely. It's hand in hand with good economic development, and really the goal of our airline service is primarily for the businesses of Reading. A lot of leisure passengers have more flexibility and may use the Sacramento service and stuff like that. But it's critical for the survival of this community to have a better air service than what we have today.
Okay. And we've been I know that you put together, you and several others, of course, put together a deal. Well, I shouldn't say a deal, but a kind of a credit bank of $1 million.
$1,032,000 right now. Yeah.
To entice an airline, no matter who it is, to entice an airline into the city of Reading. And you just started that last year, but no joy so far?
Yeah, we started it last April, and we told them that we would go a year till June of 2014 and see where we are. We had five target airlines: Delta, American, United, Alaska, and SkyWest. Now, SkyWest contracts with both. There are United Express connection right now. They contract with Delta as the Delta connection. Mm-hmm. And more recently, in January of this past year, they contract now with American.
Oh, wow.
And so they bring a very unique role into this in the play. And of course, the target of of all the investors, the top priority would be Los Angeles service. That is, from our market studies, the top destination for this community. And so that's really where we're at. The $1,032,000 is in play to encourage a new service to Los Angeles. It's a combination of a revenue guarantee and an airline travel bank. And really impressed how the community has responded so far.
Absolutely. And I want to take a quick break, and because we have to take a break anyway, that gives us a little more time. I want you to tell everybody where we are with this now. I know we rolled it over. And what your best guess is, and then I will tell you my solution to this.
Okay,
it's a new airline. It's called Air Carl, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I love sharing the great letters we get, like this one. Lori and Bruce Burton came up from Chico and purchased a 2014 Honda Accord, and Lori writes,
"From the moment we got to Crown, we knew we were in good hands. All our questions were answered, even some we hadn't thought of. Crown made car buying enjoyable."
I love hearing from happy customers.
We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl Bott, Eric Wittstrom is in today for Linda, who is on assignment. She'll be in a little bit later, in fact, because we have all types of meetings today. And it's going to be a great day. It's 73 degrees. It's going to go up in the 90s today. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, has one of the most complete stores for firearms that you're going to find around here. Privately owned, he prides himself on customer service for everybody that comes in there. He has ammo, he has guns, anything you could possibly want right there at Bastiani Arms. If he doesn't have it, guess what? He'll go out and get it for you because he's done that before. Right now he is raffling off a Colt Python, one of the icons of pistols, 357.
Wow.
And $10 a ticket. 12 tickets for $100, but the proceeds go to the local chapter of the Military Order of Purple Heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
a
great cause.
He's doing it for the veterans, and he's going to do the drawing on the 4th of July weekend, so there's still plenty of time to go down there and buy tickets. You can't buy this pistol anymore in the state of California from a store because it doesn't meet all the tests, even though it's probably one of the
strongest,
yeah, best-made, most beautiful pistols that you're ever going to see. I mean, it is, like I said, it's iconic. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222, Bastiani Arms. Okay, we're talking to Rod Dinger, who is the Director of Support Services for the city, and also the airport director and poobah out there, who is no truth to the rumor. You just redid your office for $142,000, right, because you didn't like the view?
No.
So which department head? Okay, never mind. All right, now we're talking about, on a serious note, we're going back into the bringing another airline into running, because for business and everything I've read and everything, every survey, everything is people are just not happy with the airline. With the, you know, with the airlines coming in now because they get canceled because it comes out of San Francisco.
Well, and of course, it's compounded right now because two of the four runways are shut down in San Francisco for construction, and that doesn't make it any better. That's right now in play until September.
Oh, boy.
So it really and we're not the only community getting pummeled. Yeah,
yeah,
impacted like that as well. So you bet. I mean, the San Francisco connection was always
tenuous.
A challenge anyway. Yeah,
tenuous.
So that's why we need alternate destinations, Los Angeles or something east, Phoenix, Salt Lake, something like that. We recognize that. But it's a national issue with the smaller airports, too, I must point out.
Are smaller airports losing?
Yeah, you have the combination. You have the three large airlines now with all these consolidations and acquisitions. And so you have American, United, and Delta that have acquired others and combined. And with that, as you have, there's less emphasis on the smaller spoke airports like a Reading. And this is really a national thing. It is in front of Congress through the next legislation for the Airport Improvement Program. And it's being identified always in play for the pilot shortage as well as maybe using different funds to help with incentive programs. So there are some other things that even the federal government's looking at to try to help airports like Reading.
Well, I can understand that, but Reading is trying to help itself right now,
which is impressive. Yes,
it is impressive. Mm-hmm. You know, $1,032,000 out there, and so where are we at with this? I know that there was some high hopes earlier last year, and then I guess they materialize, or are they still in the air?
No, the dialogue's been great, and it's remember it's a game of patience, really, because the airline industry is very, very volatile, and we have to continue to stay engaged. So the year is up with the contracts with the investors, and we've had 100% people re-up for another year till June of 2015.
Okay.
We've had some very good dialogue with SkyWest in particular, where SkyWest is encouraged us to keep the program going one more year, that it was more a matter of timing for them. And there's no guarantees, but those are the things that are in play. And we continue to have good dialogue with both American and Alaska as well. So we have a reason to be optimistic, and we just have to stay the course right now.
Be patient.
So
be patient.
What's the holdup? I mean, here, we're going to give you guys $1 million to fly in here, which means guarantees you a profit. I mean, and we're going to build on this. I don't understand, I guess, is it – what is the holdup? Because they've already got the spots down in L.A.
Well, not really. That's been part of it, is the gates, the gate availability.
Mm-hmm.
And until recently, American didn't have enough gates. United, just within the past 2 weeks, gave up some gates to go to American. You have aircraft availability. There's not aircraft really sitting in the desert waiting to fly. And so you're competing against other markets where these planes are in play and maybe even have a higher profit margin than what we're showing. And then third is the impact of the pilot shortage. It has trickled down to where now SkyWest has parked its four or six of the turboprops that serve Reading right now. Those are parked because there's not enough
pilots.
And that's terrible.
You know what? But I find this so remarkable because right now – you're on the cusp of shutting down the military in many ways. They're going to cut back 50,000 in the Army. So that's not so much pilots. But the Marine Corps is losing 25,000, and they're going to have a percentage of pilots out there. And a lot of these guys learn to fly these turboprops, and because that's part of their transition period. So the Air Force is going to lose thousands. I can't help but think that the pilots are going to be back, but it's going to probably take them a while.
There's two reasons. One, they don't pay very much. So you spend $100,000, $200,000 on getting your license and doing all these extra things, and you get $25,000 a year as a pilot.
Because they pay them by what, trip?
They're just not paid very well, so it's not a lucrative career choice for some of them. And so these military pilots that you're talking about, they got a lot of hours. They're not going to come in and fly turboprops for pennies, really, and that's unrealistic. And then Congress changed the rules on minimums to fly these things, so it's really finally trickled to us.
Well, this doesn't sound good. How about then why don't we have our own Air Reading? Can we do that?
Well, we can. It is a complicated, complex game, and it's very costly to get involved because of the acquisition of aircraft and pilots and the rules regulating that, and then all the fees at the airport you're landing at. You know, Los Angeles is a very expensive airport to operate. And
real competitive, like you said, to get gates.
Yes, you know,
we're find a gate. Yeah.
And so in Reading, our in plane passenger cost is about $2.50. That's what it costs the airline to operate at Reading, where it may be, and I don't know what LAX's is, but it's more like maybe $20 per person. And so you can see that the ratio there is tremendous. And if you're trying to a startup, you're going to put a whole bunch of money, and then you have the loyalty and the trust of the brand, where you know American and Southwest, and instead of Air Carl, you know,
that, or as Eric says,
hot air Carl.
That's okay. Hotties.
You can
Air Carl.
You can, however you want to take it, Carl.
So there's that. But if we don't, we're done.
Well, I guess my point is when people – and you're not the only person that suggested this about, hey, let's start our own thing up.
You know, there's places out there that lease these 35-passenger jets, you know, the small jets. Or I guess you could even do turboprops out there that lease these things. You know, there's companies that lease it, you know, and then they do have a gate there at wherever they're at. Now, it may not be at LAX, so it may be at, you know, the air park right there with LAX. So.
Well, you have to have the computer backing to also to accept tickets
and be able to push it over to somebody else. Okay, yeah, you're right.
And ground handling at those destinations.
And if you're connecting to another flight, the
interchange. It's not going
to
be easy. Yeah.
So it would be better if we had local businesses that had that interest in investing that money in the incentive program, because right now it's not heavy on the revenue guarantee. It's heavy on the travel bank, which is really a dollar-for-dollar value to the investor. And the airline wants a higher revenue guarantee. So if people wanted to risk money, it'd be better to risk it as the revenue guarantee. Because if we got to a higher number, I believe that we could
find a partner.
Okay, so now you're saying is that if we bribe them, they're going to if we guarantee that they're going to make this much money, it's not just for one. It's two for one.
And other communities are already doing it, and that's why we have to.
So you have to compete with something like that. So no air. Okay, we've given up the idea of air rod then. Okay, so now we're talking about raising a big bake sale, and raising another $1 million. If we raise another $1 million, would that help do it?
Well, right now with our dialogue with the airlines, and they are very impressed, and I want to repeat this, with what we've done, because we have a model that is unlike anything else, where we have almost half the money in the bank already in a trust fund. We have contracts for the balance if we get a contract, where other communities haven't done that in advance. They just have pledge forms. And so it's something, again, that we're really excited about, and we've gotten national recognition. That isn't my motivation, mind you, but just that people are recognizing we're doing things different. And so this dialogue has been positive, and what we're trying to get from the airlines is give us a better target of what are you exactly looking for.
Tell us where the bar is.
So we can fight for that and come back to the community and the investors and say, you know, if we got to this number, this is really the key number. And so patience again. I know it's hard to swallow, but patience, and we have a great team, you know, with Mark LaSalle from EDC and Tim.
Mark's going to be on Monday, and we're going to talk
excellent.
Part of this, but also other things that are going on for business culture. Because, you know, frankly, I kind of feel like that buzzard you see in the on that Death Valley, and he's sitting on the air, you know, on the tree limb with his buddy, and they're watching down there, and finally the guy says, "Patience, my ass. Let's go kill something." You know, let's go kill something.
Let's go do something.
Let's go do something proactive, because frankly, I don't see it happening. And I mean, I know, and I'm not talking about the airlines.
Sure.
That to me is being proactive. But there's so many other things out there, and I think people need. I think we need to turn. I think we need to turn the Huns loose or something. You know, take one of their children or their dog. You know, and just send photos of the dog, and you know, to them saying, put an airline.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so it's a top priority, and I tell you, the frustration is every day for us. And
and I imagine it could even be worse, because I know how it is when I'm working trying to get things done, and you run into ignorant people. Or people, this is not on my agenda. This isn't high on my agenda. Why should I even worry about it? So I can imagine when you're working on something like this and that. Every time you think you've reached a plateau, there's a little door there.
And then, of course, the issues with San Francisco right now and the cancellations really compound our efforts because then people are losing confidence and see it as the Reading connection.
Looking at the trade-off of flying or driving. And,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now that we've only got a 60% success rate out of Reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Linda and I. Yeah. I mean, and now the airline's really friendly and all that, but we'll get you out of Sacramento. But you know, frankly, we're trying it again. But we're giving ourselves so much time that even if we had to, we could leave from the airport and make it to San Francisco to catch the flight.
Yeah.
But why should we have to do that? That's the thing.
That's frustration. That's frustrating.
And that's what you hear a lot of. Okay. Hey, our guest was Rod Dinger. We're talking about the airport and the new chances for a new airline. But we're also going to be talking about support services here in town. And, applause for him for some of the things that he's done and questions about others. And about you never get off unscratched here. Okay. My guest host is, of course, is Eric Wittstrom. And Eric, who's here, is
always a pleasure.
On the breaks is where, I'm recording all of this, Eric, later on. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alvarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Eric Wittstrom is here from Five Star Bank as my co-host. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:33 in the morning. It's like 76 degrees out there, and it's getting hot today. How hot? I'm not kidding. It's so hot. that I saw a beagle fanning a rabbit so we could chase it later.
I saw a tree chasing a dog.
It was that hot. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by... I'll stop that. Okay, I promise I'll stop that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops. It is absolutely the place to go to. Cypress Square Barbershop, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts there. Our guest today is Rod Dinger, and who's a director of support services for the city of Reading. And also the airport manager, director, what, president? I've seen you out there changing lights in the runway,
whatever
too.
Whatever it takes.
Rod works for us because he works for the city of Reading. And I like to throw that in with everybody that works for us.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about getting that new airline. What would you say? And as we close out on this, so we can get into a couple other things. What's the final thoughts here on getting the airlines here?
Well, I think we're still very optimistic for this next year to hopefully have something in play for 2015. And you know, again, it's a volatile game out there, and we're doing our best. But I believe that we've put enough in play that we can see some light at the end of the tunnel. So, and I am an optimistic person, and hopefully you'll get the same from Mark. You know, we've done great work. And
we've always had the effort, and now we've got the money behind the effort. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we've been working tirelessly on this and constantly staying in front of the airlines, you know, with conference calls, if not site visits with them, you know, keeping the numbers current and everything. So,
well, you know, government doesn't make jobs. Government is there to get out of the way in many cases, but also to support the effort for private individuals and private businesses to make a success of what they're doing. The government then is rewarded through taxes and all these other things. And as Eric, you know, pointed out earlier, it's providing that atmosphere. The atmosphere of having another airline here is huge, because I don't know how many times I've heard this, you know, about if we, you know, businesses want to fly in here, they want to start a business here, bring people in, and then get them out that day where they don't have to drive for, you know, 6 hours.
For sure, yeah.
So, I mean, this is probably one of the pivotal, you know, when we start talking about bedrock for businesses. Would you say this is part of it?
I think I think having an active airport would help attract businesses. I think that just goes hand in hand.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And we have the facilities, we have the fixed assets for it. We just need, you know, we're getting the business community behind it, and people need to step up and use it when you do get the airlines in.
Yeah, if we do get this opportunity comment, Eric, everybody has to support it.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll try it. We need to step up and use it. Otherwise, you know, don't cry in our
go
milk.
Down and visit people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because
a lot of people fly out of Sacramento or San Francisco, use the Reading Airport.
Yeah, well, see, part of it is cost. But we actually found this time we're flying out. Of course, we have our trip in August our cruise, and we're flying – we're flying out of Reading, and it's actually, I think it's $2 cheaper than flying out of Sacramento, because we have to go down to San Francisco. The way this thing was made by Avante Travel, it was cheaper flying out of Reading. Now we can just fly out of Reading and come back to Reading without having to worry about all the, you know, leaving the car someplace and all that. We hope. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. Do you have a question?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, hey, on the. The airlines, the guys ought to go over and look at the, to listen to the ad that Del Norte County puts on and points out the benefits of flying the airlines out of Del Norte County. Free parking, cost of travel, time, and everything like that. And they have a real good ad they're going over there, and they have a lot of people flying out of there, but they have that airline that flies in there and back out, loops in over to Portland and then down to San Francisco too. So, anyway, their ad is really super good over there. I think you ought to take a look at it.
I'll check it out, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Yeah. Del Norte County.
So, I think isn't that Crescent City?
Crescent City.
Yeah, and so I think SkyWest flies north and south from Crescent City.
Oh, wow. From Crescent City. And Crescent
City
used
to go Arcata.
Is that as large as Reading?
The Horizon would go here to Arcata. and up.
And up. No, it's not, but no. Because it's isolated,
okay.
That's why Humboldt County has just half our population base and puts more people through the airport there because their choices are 4.5-hour drive one way, you know, and it's just isolation has something to do with it. That's why Medford's so successful because there's not a low-cost airport option, you know, within driving distance.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, people are always using Medford as an example. Well, how come Medford gets one? Well,
yeah.
Because it's isolated.
7,600 people, yeah.
7,600 people in Crescent City, and they're busier than we are, right?
I mean, I don't know that busier, but I mean, obviously, I will.
Percentage-wise, yeah.
And we'll listen to their ad. I mean, hey, if they got something, I have no problem taking it and plagiarizing and turning it.
There's no such thing as plagiarizing. There's only one story. Boy meets girl. Boy loses girl. Boy gets girl. But even that's changed, come to think of it. You know, there's more than one story now. Okay. All right. Let's move airlines over to here. Public services. Now, what falls under your purview there?
Solid waste. So recycling, green waste, garbage, the landfill, transfer station, fleet maintenance, the repair of all the city rigs, purchasing, repro graphics, building maintenance. You know, of course, airports,
access channels,
and access television. Yeah, with the Shasta County Arts Council now running it, we have the franchise agreement changed with changing where Comcast and is merging with Charter, so it'll be Comcast, I believe, within a year.
Is there any difference then for the access channel? I mean, is that going to be just transparent to them?
It should be pretty much transparent. You know, as you know, the access channels had to move with the new digital platform that mm-hmm. Charter rolled out and had to move their channels up to
180,
two, yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
And so, but you know, I'm really pleased with the direction the Arts Council has taken on this access television, and Deborah and the team over there have done a fine job couldn't be
Deborah Lucero has done a great job on the Shasta County Arts Council, but also on this TV, and she's one of those people with a vision that we need to be included into, you know, various projects.
And tenacity. Vision and tenacity.
Yeah. Tenacity.
Follow up in a nice sort of way. I get emails from Deborah often about a lot of different things, and it's just that persistence.
When we got into this access channel thing. She came over, walked across the street, and said, "Hey, I was told to come over and talk to you about this." Great. And we got into this, but it turned in such a mess, as you know, with the last organization that ran the access channel, that after several months, I just said, "You know, Deborah, I just don't have time for this." And Deborah just went right back into it and won.
Solved
totally,
it.
Just completely cleared the playing field. And so he grabbed me by my throat and pulled me back in again. So I thought that, you know, it's growing all the time, and she's getting ready to launch a bunch of things. So, but let's, when we talked, every time you come on here, and so you should be prepared for this question.
Okay.
Privatization. Privatization of some of the city facilities and services.
Well, when I took over for support services in 2011, they were looking at privatization. The council had directed staff to look at several areas, and one of them was information technology. That's one of my divisions. I failed to mention that early on, and there was a consultant brought on board to look and see if there was value in that. And after the review, there wasn't the value there, I think we always want to be open to it, but I look at it, and there's a lot that goes on within the city already.
Sure.
Where, you know, like for instance at the airport, where we have contract law enforcement officers that are armed that do the checkpoint and security, the TSA activities, the airport's responsibility part of that, versus paying a Reading police officer to be out there, and that's at a savings. So there are. We do try to take care of those opportunities when they're there, but I'm sure there's others that we could continue to look at and do off and on.
And your decision making process, it's just kind of a normal way to look at if whether to hire or to contract.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of things to weigh. It's not just dollars and cents, but a lot of it's quality of work and and keeping people. And
exactly. Yeah. And I think also the exposure that my building maintenance team has with an NIC, my purchasing department, that how much is spent on outside vendors is also – and that's basically privatization as well,
sure,
where you're having all your HVAC stuff handled by companies and your plumbing services and your electrical services. You're not just hiring more and more tradespeople to come in and do it.
That's what I'm talking about. I'd like to be able to see things like that because, frankly, even if they charge $10 an hour more than you're going to pay somebody, you get off a lot cheaper because of the health and, you know, healthcare and all this and all the benefits that go along with working for the city or the county. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Privatization is everything. You know, I can see where you have people that are running something, but, you know, like say the maintenance on a building, the plumbing backs up at the Reading School of Arts. Is that a good reason?
It's not one of our buildings, let's say at the library.
At the library. It backs up to the library. You just call somebody in to fix it instead of having one of our guys go over.
Well, first our guys go over to assess the situation. If it's something simple, we try to repair it there. But if not, we have contracts in play with major plumbers in town that come out, and we pay, and there's a lot of money. I'd be happy to share that data too, because I think some people lose sight of that.
Well, I think people need to know that, because I think a lot of people, we're going to take a break here, but we're a bumper sticker society at times. We're at we read the top headlines. How else could you explain Senator Leland Yee getting 375,000 votes in the state of California and 2,000 here in Shasta County when he's under indictment for gun running with terrorists? I've heard that name. That must be a good person to vote for. So, see, we need to put things out like that. And I would love to have that kind of information to say, hey, look, yes, we have a plumber here, but we're paying this much, in privatization, for all that. And I think people do need to hear that. Ron. And so that's good for me to hear, because the one I hear is usually that, here come the plumber shows up, but it's his first, his first week in a job. I'm the junior guy. It's at night. Yeah. And no, I'm not sure how to clear out your pipe.
Well, and that's good feedback, because maybe we're not doing a good enough job educating.
Just telling the story.
Telling the story.
Again, we go out to this thing where people just need to know the presentation in front of a vote. That people get to hear.
Perceptions get
perception.
Shaped.
Yes, the perception is reality. And if perception is they're just out there doing what they want and they don't care and they're not trying to use privatization, then that's what truth is.
Yeah.
But if you go out and say, hey, you know what? No, we do have people. Look, if it's minor, because we're paying a guy, but if it goes beyond that, we're bringing people in, because we don't want to have people and equipment trained to have just sitting there in case something happens.
Exactly. Yeah. Good point.
All right. We'll be right back. Our guest is Rod Dinger, who is the director of support services for the city and also the director of our airport here. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Our last segment of the show, it's 8:50 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, of course. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on a new car, truck, or SUV, or previously owned. It's your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. And Dodge Ram Trucks, 2013, 2014, Truck of the Year. Never happened before. Right here in our town, Reading Crown Motors, they'll give you these deals, and their service department is simply outstanding. Give them a call, 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. And 4th of July sales are coming up. I mean, how could you keep yourself from driving off with a new Dodge Ram or Ford F-150? In fact, I'm so turned on about it, I may just run down there myself.
Buy two.
Yeah. One for me, one for Linda. Hey, my co-host here in crime is Eric Wistrom, Five Star Bank. Maybe I shouldn't use the word crime.
That's,
okay.
That's okay.
Okay. And then our guest here is Rod Ninger, who is, besides director of the airport and trying to get us a new airline in here, is also director of support services. You know, one of the things that comes across is, you know, when we start talking about privatization is there's no – you know, privatization means people are more innovative. You know, they're going to find better ways of doing things that, as opposed, and I'm just going, you know, the old quote, oh, you know, it's a public worker, you know, they're going to get paid every 2 weeks, whether, you know, they do anything or not, unless you fire them, and it's impossible to fire them. You know, you get into all these things. But that's not true. That's not true in real life. I know it's not true in real life, but you had an example right here that was just great. Let's share it.
Well, yeah, and what I was talking about during the break was my new fleet manager. He's been here a little over a year, and he looked at our tire usage, especially for the heavy side loaders that Solid Waste operates, and was able to integrate a new tire program that will save the city about $200,000 annually on how we use tires and how we rotate tires and the type of tire, that is being used. And it's one of those things that, you know, his salary is the same no matter what, yet it's and just, we recognized him internally, but it is a type of information that, you know, that
people need to know is that know. There's yeah. And the other thing too is synergism of, we were talking about, of the city and county, and when it came to the 9/11 calls or the dispatchers.
Yes, and so, you know, we have that with the cities and the county and the city of Reading with Shazcom and the integrated system that they use together, and it's you know, synergy. So we're trying not to spend the same money over and over again. Same, of course, with the landfill that's under my purview. That the county owns the landfill. The city of Reading has personnel out there to run it, and we have an agreement, and we get together and decide expenditures and budgets and things like that. So it's collaboration that's best.
I hate asking questions about with numbers attached to it, but how many City of Reading cars or vehicles are taken home by employees? Would you say what percentage?
Not very many. You know, there was a day. You know, I've been here 23 years. There was a day in the early 90s that it was a little bit freer. But now it requires, you know, city manager approval for a take-home vehicle, and it's been greatly reduced. There has to be a good reason for call out, emergency response, and
so it wouldn't be
like
does the city manager have one?
No.
Yeah, but see, that's important. So you're saying it's got to be an emergency response or somebody that maybe is electric or somebody that's got to have a – that may have to get out and go someplace.
Exactly. You know, like you know, for the utilities, if there's a major break or a loss somewhere, they have to be able to respond quickly
and get
with a vehicle with radios and everything that goes with it. So there are definitely needs, but I think that there's a lot more tighter restrictions than there were in the 90s and maybe even in the 80s. And
Everybody had a company car.
So, that's changed.
Okay.
Changed tremendously.
Good.
You bet.
What are things that you do to try and save money?
Oh boy,
because you cover everything. I mean, so what are some of the things that you do in support the support services to try and save a dollar here and there?
Well, me myself, overseeing these other divisions, you know, we're looking at our budget all the time, and we're trying to make common sense decisions on expenditures, and also with purchases, our purchasing department. They play a big role, and you know following the rules on bidding, and of course there's we want to question each other,
sure,
not just always question your coworkers, but question process. We've been doing it this way. Should we still do it this way?
Is that the most efficient and effective way to do it, or is there a better way?
And so there's always room for improvement, and we constantly try to do that. We want to challenge that. And I think through the recession, if you see where the staffing levels were prior to 2008 to where they are today, there's a lot of people with multiple hats doing a lot. And so I've seen this now for a lot of years, and a lot of people work very hard. I take my public service job very serious, and I do know I work for the public and recognize that. So,
well, you know what? And that's true. Everybody I've run into have been pleasant, the workers. Well, and even the supervisors, for the most part. Not the board of supervisors.
The council
and all this. Too bad they can't get along with each other as well. It's good to be friends with everybody. But there's always room for new ideas, and I value our city employees, our county employees, even state and feds most of the time, because of what they do. And you're right, they are hard workers. Last time you were on, I asked this question, and different ways of cutting back was during the winter. You remember this one? And your eyes got big. During the winter, when there's no vegetation being cut, yet the vegetation trucks come by.
Oh, yes, yes.
They still come by every week. And, mm-hmm. and my vegetation green, my green things sit there every – I mean, they don't ever go out during the wintertime because I don't – maybe some people do, but how
You'd
about –
You'd be surprised. Yeah,
well,
no.
But there might be. But, I mean, why couldn't you cut that back to every other week?
It has to do with still giving that service to the customer. And there is still – it is greatly reduced during the winter. And we've toyed with the idea – excuse me, rotating vehicles. We are in the process of acquiring a new GPS and route utilization or optimization software that will be for the solid waste vehicles, so we can be a little bit more flexible on we have during the green waste routes specifically that maybe we can reduce and eliminate one truck and then be able to have one truck hit more of the areas because it'll be calculating their speed through their route and then adjusting their route so they can go to other destinations that they normally wouldn't go.
I would just bet that if you or one of your supervisors drove around on the days that would be collected and just counted them and looked at it and did that for 2 weeks, you'd have a good idea about how much it is. I mean, we can put the GPS on it and all that, see, well, it takes this long. Or just, if you've got – It just seems to me is that we don't need to do this every week, every other week, and you could save all that mileage, all that tires, all the gas.
Yeah, and I think it's something we should continue to look at. But, you know, we did look at it extensively last year and brought a report back to council.
Made
to follow up on that.
Yep.
Yeah, so I would probably, you know, right now, you know, we're dedicated to upgrade the fleet with the new technology, and we want to see what kind of improvements are, and go from there. I wouldn't want to, you know, switch gears because we're committed now to go in this one direction. But I agree that we could still
make
tweaks.
There's all types of things out there to save money, and I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but you know, a lot of times, you know, $1,000 here, $1,000 there adds up to $1 million, especially at the city level.
There we go.
I know. That's what you always tell me. Hey, $1 here, $1 there, Carl. You can make your payments there. Okay. Hey, Rod Dinger's been our guest. Thank you so much, Rod, for being with us today. Eric Wittstrom, President of Northern Vision of Five Star Bank, has been my co-host.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Now, tomorrow, Heidi Hall, Democrat, running against Doug Lamalfo, will be our guest.
Heidi's going to be here.
Heidi will be either calling in. I'm not sure she'll be here, but she'll call in.
Great.
Her voice will be here, and we can ask questions that way. We'll be here so we can talk to Heidi again. It's the third time she's been on the show. We really enjoy having Heidi on. She's got some great ideas about bringing business to the North State too. So, everybody have a great day. It's going to be in the 90s. They do not leave your dogs or kids or old people in the cars today. Just don't do that. Take them with you. That's right. Take those kids in. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Well, I won't
Which are you?
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Speaker John Boehner just moments ago announcing plans to sue the White House over executive actions taken by President Obama without congressional involvement. In Boehner's words, this is not about impeachment. This is about his faithfully executing the laws of our country. Big ruling today from the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices say that police may not search the cell phones of people they arrest without first getting a search warrant. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is rejecting appeals from the U.S. and elsewhere to form a more inclusive government. Al-Maliki, heard through a translator on the BBC, says that such changes would amount to a coup against the Iraqi constitution.
It is no secret to all Iraqis the dangerous goals behind the call for the formation of a national salvation government, as they call it. It is simply an attempt by